Okay, Hilchos Toyin V'nitan V'Eidos, right? All those wonderful subjects of people fighting in Beis Din. Right, so also Lebal Din, we said yesterday that you should try your hardest not to have to go to Beis Din. Right? But if you have to, you have to. But this is an important point here. Also Lebal Din L'saper Inyan HaMishpat L'fnei HaDayan Bal Din Chaver. You're not allowed to discuss with the Dayanim your side of the case without the other side being there. Right? Below Yakdim, and the Dayan should know this. Below Yakdim, Lefnei, and you should not go before the Dayana, before your friends. Right? Meaning, don't even walk into Beis Din. You should wait outside, and you and the guy that you're fighting with should walk into Beis Din together. Otherwise, they're going to think that you're trying to convince Beis Din. The same way that a Dayan who takes bribery, even if he's taking bribery from the guy who's the winner, who deserves whatever, whichever it was, is the winning side. The one that gives the bribery is over on the Lysis. Zion also litton sheker b'chol inyan. You're never allowed to lie. Afilum yedeya ba'atzmi shuzaka. Even if you know that you're correct. V'im yitton ha'emes yischai. But then this comes up a lot, right? You know that you're right, but if you say that you're correct, then you might be chayev because of the way you can't prove it. You don't have the proper proof. So you know that you're not going to win because you don't have the proper proof. So you think, okay, I'll lie. But you're still not, you're not allowed to lie. How do you know that somebody who is claiming against his friend, Peter Shehilva Lachaveri Mono, a guy lent his friend money, Shaloyomar Eta'enu B'Masayim, I'm going to taina from him, meaning he knows he lent 100. And whatever, we know what Beis Din does. Beis Din makes a pshara, right? It makes a compromise, right? So he says, I'm going to say that he owes me 200. And then they're going to make a split, and then I'll get my proper 100. Then he's going to admit 100 to me. He'll be chayav shvuah v'galgal shvuah. And then I'm going to make him make a shvuah from someplace else, because we know that something called a Gilgal shvuah. Once he's chayav to make a shvuah on one thing, he makes a shvuah on the other. Tam leimer midvar sheker tirchak. From sheker, you should stay far away. Meaning, even though you're correct in what you're doing, you should not lie. Let's say a person tainas from his friend for 100, and but he asked for 200. That the loiva shouldn't say ach berenu beis din va'idu lechutz lebeis din. I'll deny it in beis din, but outside of beis din I'll be maida. Kedei shelo yaschayv leshvuah. So that I shouldn't be chayav a shvuah, but lo yigagol a shvuah mimakom acher, and then they won't make a shvuah. Meaning, this is the reverse. This is the defendant saying this. Tama loymar midvar sheker tirchok. Minayin l'shloisha shenoishin mona be'echad. How do you know when three people have a claim of 100 against one person? Shloye echad bal dinu shnayim edim. So they shouldn't be that one guy becomes the judge and two become witnesses. So that they'll be able to accept, not accept it, to be to they'll be able to take the mana from him and split it. So it says midvar sheker tirchok, meaning since they're all in it, none of them are allowed to be dayanim, and now they're certainly not allowed to be edim. Right? So they can't pull this shtick. Fine. Sometimes the Bali Din will do a brera. They'll choose people and then they'll make up a pshara. Either they'll do it with Beis Din or not with Beis Din, and that is proper. I mean, you basically what you're doing is you're gonna get people to arbitrate. Each one, meaning basically what it is, each one takes their own guy who fights for them, and then they get a third guy, right? And then the pshara will come out proper. But that's only if they're doing it properly. Of a chalila, but to mess up the pshara, the same way that we're warned not to bend the din towards somebody. So too, we're warned to not to mess with the compromise. Meaning everything has to be legit and on the up and up. Test. B'nei Yair that have a Bezdin, they have to know that the Dayanim have to have the following seven things. Chochma b'Torah, they have to know Torah. Anova, they have to be humble. Yira, they have to have fear. They have to hate money, even their own money. Avas ha'emes, they have to love the truth. Avas ha'brias lahem, the brias have to love them. Ba'alei shem tov b'maaseihem, and they need to have good reputation. If you appoint a dayan who's not proper, your Rebbe on a loisa says, "Shenemer loisa don't recognize people to say Pliny Oshiru, he's wealthy, Kraivi, he was my relative. Hashivenu Adin, I'm going to appoint him to Beis Din. Chodayim, meaning like what Trump does, he just appoints everybody who's tight with him. Chodayim, Shenizman, Kesav Azov, and any judge who gets appointed because of his money, gold and silver, also Lama in the front of him, you're not even going to let it go in front of him. Lechavli B'Shar Kibud. Or to be mechaber with anything, v'alav dosher Rabbeinu Zal elei kesef elei hekesef elei hezav loy sasu lachem. Do not make yourself gods of silver and gold. Yura yores shein behem chachamim aruim lios dayanim. Cities that don't have chachamim, that can be dayanim. So now, what are they supposed to do? Let's say the city doesn't have qualified people. So what they do is they appoint the best that they can, right, from the city of Akimish and Bnei, and once the Bnei Yair accept on themselves that these guys are going to be the Dayanim, nobody can pass to them. And all their ma'asim should be l'shem shamayim. If you know testimony for your friend, and you can say the Eidos, and your friend has a te'elis with it, and he calls him to Beis Din, then you're required to testify. You can't back out. Right? But the kids are saying it's only if he calls you. If he doesn't call you, then it's not a problem. And that it makes no difference whether he has another aid or whether he's going to be his own testimony. Now the question is, what is his own testimony? You need two edim for everything, right? But no, because you give him a chayav shvuah, so that's why it would make a difference. And if he stops testifying, chayav b'dinei shamayim. And a person cannot testify with something he doesn't know about. Afal pi sha'amar lo yodam sheyedeh bo she'ena meshaker, even though a person who knows, meaning even though the person who told him the information, he knows he wouldn't lie to him. Afilo amar le abaldin boi v'amoy im eid echad sheyesh li, come and be with an eid echad next to me. V'loy sa'id, but don't say eidus. Rak sheyipached bal choyvi, meaning he tells him, come, say eidus, but don't actually say this. Just stand up there. But because my guy that I'm fighting with is going to say, oh boy, he has two edim against me. V'yodli, and then he'll get scared and he admitted to me, Lo yishamar shenamar midvar sheker tirchok. Meaning, so another shtick that you can't do. Good base. This then eider is eider zel davka b'davash b'mamon. That's only with finances. The mahani gam im eid echad l'inyan shvuah. Gam eid echad l'inyan shvuah, because like we said, he's believed for a shvuah. Chem b'dvar iser. And same thing by something that's aser. Madayin lo nase iser. If the iser wasn't done yet, yod kidei lafrusha me isura, he can say eidos in order to stop him from doing iser. Ha'olim kvar nase iser. But if the iser was already done, lo yoyerat eid echad. Eid echad should not say eidos. The kima de eid echad ein neman. Since an eid echad is not neman, einai ela kamoitzi shemra al chaveray, then he's basically just saying, what's his shame? Just spreading lies, lives, lies. Yud gimel anoito schar lehayir edusa b'teila. If somebody accepts money to say edus, his edus is bottled. It's crazy in America. You can pay people to testify. V'daka k'shekvar ro'ah ma'isa. That's only where he actually saw the ma'isa. The mechuyiv lo'ay b'chino. That is mechuyiv to say edus for free. Avleilich liras as a inyan. But if he has to go travel to see the situation, that he could be an aide, but what the then he could take payment for that. But not like exorbitant amount of money, but the amount of money that would take to go travel over there. The loyaiser, meaning, and what he would take in order to do something like that, but nothing more than that. Let's say it's a tircha, he's got to take a bus, he's got to fly. He could take, but only for the schar of the tircha that he has. And I think that's it, right? We said to Yud Gimel?
Yes, that's it, including.
Yeah, so it's the bottom line is that you have to be honest. You have to be honest. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but sometimes with insurance companies, you mamish have to be, it's almost impossible to get anyone. Certainly with the police in the United States, in case anybody, I hope nobody has experience with it, but you are supposed to lie to the police. The police will basically tell you, lie to us. Otherwise, you'll never get away with it. So I don't know how you fit that in with the kids, sir. But yeah.
Also, 3 weeks start after Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, it starts after, so three,
3 weeks started.
No, he's talking about the
No, at the
halachas.
halacha, though, easier.
Yeah, probably because 3 weeks is not much halacha to know, so that's why it didn't start yet. It's mostly 9 days in Tisha
Right.
B'Av. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Everybody should have a fine night.
Yeah.